So today's Amid is Daf Chavtes Samen Aleph, and we're towards the bottom of Chavtes Samen Beis. Amra Papa, three lines from the bottom. Amra Papa. The Gemara was explaining the mistake they made. The Talmud Gemara is a little bit coming up, is a little bit zaitig. It just got involved in it. But the Gemara there was explaining the mistake they made. It says there was one time where they're waiting for the light to show. They're waiting for Elisha Shachar. Elisha Shachar is way before, sometime before the actual sun is visible. The sun is visible, that's sunrise, that's Neitzachama. Elisha Shachar is before that. Just some light from the sun is visible. Light came on the horizon, and they thought, here's the light of the sun. They went and shechted the Tamid, and then afterwards they realized, no, it was the light from the moon, because the moon was rising before the sun, and it's light from the moon. So Moses asks, how could they make such a mistake? The light of the moon looks different than the light of the sun, because the light of the moon goes up straight like a stick, and the light of the sun spreads out. So they should have been able to tell if it's going up straight like a stick or spreading out. So the Gemara said it was a cloudy day. It was a cloudy day. Tanu Rabbi Yishmael was a cloudy day. So even the light of the moon spread out on the cloudy day. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Shema Mina Yemid Iva Kula Shimsha. Beis, when it's a cloudy day, the light spreads out. The sunlight, the rays of the sun spread out. So Mela, it's considered all to be, right? Normally, when it's not a cloudy day, so there's places where there's direct sunlight, and the places where there's no direct sunlight, so you can go into the shade, you go to places where there's no direct sunlight. But if it's a cloudy day, everything has sunlight going in it. When you put out leather, you put out hides to dry, you have to put it out in the direct sunlight. That's what dries it. If you're putting it out in a cloudy day, you don't have to angle it in the direct sunlight. Well, everywhere is considered direct sunlight. Everywhere would work. That a woman should not make matzah with hot water. Shouldn't take hot water, or warm water, right? You have to take cold water. And you shouldn't take water that was heated up by the sun. So you have to bake matzahs in a place where there's no direct sunlight coming to the place. But if it's a yayma de'iva, if it's a cloudy day, even if there's no direct sunlight, wherever you go, if you're exposed to the outside, it's considered like direct sunlight, and that could heat up the water. Right? That's why we don't have windows in the matzah bakeries. Amar Rav Nachman, Zuma de Shimsha, Kashim Shimsha. Zuma de Shimsha, there's another girsa in the Gemara. There's a girsa of Zira de Shimsha. Zira de Shimsha is Kashim Shimsha. And then it also mentions the Zuma de Shimsha. But V'simanak Dana Dechala. So what's the Zuma de Shimsha? Rashi says it means this cloudy day, right? It's clear that maybe it means, maybe today they'll explain it means the ultraviolet rays of the sun. That when you have the actual direct light of the sun, what's more damaging is when it's cloudy and the light dissipates. V'simanech, and the simon for that is Dana Dechala. Dana Dechala means a barrel, a jug of vinegar, right? A barrel. We usually think of a barrel as a wooden container made out of wooden slats, right? The chavis of the Gemara, forget, was a earthenware keli, right? Which we have that picture, you know, the long-necked, long narrow opening earthenware keli, which goes out like this. That's what it is. But point is, Rashi says like this. Rashi says if you have a sealed barrel of vinegar, and you make a small hole in it, so the vinegar smell is much stronger than if you have an open barrel of vinegar. Because a sealed barrel of vinegar, the smell, the effect that the vinegar gets concentrated, and then it shoots out of a small hole. So the same thing with a cloudy day, normally the sun comes out. When you have the clouds holding the sun in, and the clouds don't hold it perfectly, there's holes in the clouds, the sun that goes out of the holes in the clouds is stronger than when the sun's coming out regular. And well, we don't see that. We see a powerful sun, and when it's cloudy, you don't see it. We're saying, no, it's stronger. It's stronger. The effects of the sun rays that heats it up is more. Just like the effects of the vinegar is more when you seal it and then it comes shooting out, has a bigger effect. Shaviri de Shimsha, Kashumi Shimsha. What's a Shaviri de Shimsha? That when you look into the sun, it's very powerful. It could blind your eyes. It could make the right Shaviri, Sanverim, he says is a Mentagim Shaviri. Right? It could be, it means like cataracts where it ruins the eyes. So looking straight at the sun is damaging to the eyes. When it's a cloudy day and you look at the sun through the clouds, it's even worse. Because again, it goes through these holes and it's even worse. Right? As I was saying, could be, I'm not saying cloud, that's pshat in the Gemara, but the ultraviolet rays of the sun, in other words, you have the actual light of the sun, which is very bright. You have the ultraviolet rays, which you don't discern, and since you're not protecting yourself from them, because you don't have the brightness, they cause more damage. The simanach dilfa. Dilfa means, if a person goes into water, it doesn't affect him, but if water splashes on him, that goes with the bigger bang. So the same thing, but there's a lot of sunlight, it doesn't affect as much as if there's just a splash of light coming through a hole, that's worse. Yeah? And about the Gemara is also being miramis to Tifa Zachin. I mean, basically, a little bit you see from this Gemara, right, the difference between Tzainis and Primius. Right? Sometimes, we're very nisbol from things that are murgish to us. Right, you see a powerful sun, it's very powerful, it's cloudy, so you obstructed the power, but really not. The power of the sun maybe is more when you when you obstruct it with the clouds. Right, it's just that you don't notice it as much. Here about Rashi's Aveira is Taivis Nashim, which is a klal. Very often the Gemara would use the word Aveira specifically about Taivis Nashim. Very often the Gemara would use the word Rasha specifically about someone who's Nichshal in Taivis Nashim. Now Rashi says Kasha means Kasha Mahachish is Bisra Yesim Begufa Shalmaisa. Kasha means, again, Rashi is teaching the Pshuta Shalmikra of the Gemara as a physical thing, that someone who Hihuri Aveira, fantasies of the Aveira, cause more of a Chalishas Haguf than the actual Aveira. V'simanach Reicha de Bisra. Reicha de Bisra, Miriach, Basat Sli Kash L'Reich Ma'ayit Shemis Avalai. That causes more, whatever the Guf has to be Seivel, of Taivis Nashim, is more by the hair than by the Guf V'Shamaisa. Because, just like Reich of the Bisra makes more, it's more difficult on a person to smell the meat and not eat it than eating it. It's more difficult on a person to be mahara by they are not doing it than to do it. Right? The Iker, his garis hayetza comes from the hira, not from the gufa there. Shili de kaita, the end of the summer, kashimi kaita, is hotter than the actual summer. And Rashi says that's because the world gets heated up by the summer and it remains hot. And that's why it gets more. The end of August could be the hottest. Tanura Shigira. What's a Tanura Shigira? That if you already lit the Tanur a few times, the Tanur itself is very, very hot. And it heats the food quickly, or burns the food quickly, or whatever it is, even with a small amount of wood, because the fire itself is hot. See, it's an interesting metzias. The seasons are there because of the position of the sun. Right? The winter, the winter is called the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. That's when the sun is furthest away. Right? And that's when it should be the coldest. Right? The summer solstice, right? That's December 22nd. Summer solstice, June 22nd, that's when the sun is closest to the earth, that's when it should be the hottest. So really, if you think about it, what should happen is that the cold season should be half before the solstice and half after. Right? If the winter is December 22nd, that's the start of winter, that's when it's the... Right? So you'd say that the month and a half before that and the month and a half after that is the coldest, but it's not that way. The 2 months after is colder than a month before, or certainly a month and a half before. But the Chaz, it takes time for the world to get cold. It takes time for the world to get hot. When the sun moves away from the world, it's a delayed reaction. It's really the same thing with the day itself. And you think that noon would be the hottest part of the day, but it's not. 2 o'clock in the afternoon is hotter, because it just takes time. That's what the Gemara means here. That the shuli dekaita kashi mekaita. The effect takes a little bit of time. And in the end, the effect works very, very stark. Even though, forget, the sun's moving away already. But the effect is still there. So that's a simanech, is a tanya shagira. When you heat up, you have a major flame in the oven, it's not so hot, because the oven didn't get so hot. But after the flame was there, and the oven gets heated through and through, even if you don't have that major flame anymore, but the oven is hot from the previous flame. Yeah. Ishta de situa kashi midekaita. A fever in the winter is hotter than a fever in the summer. V'simanach tanura karira. Migmar tanura karira. What's it called? A cold oven. It means like this: if a person's burning in fever in the summer, that's not so bad, because the body temperature is anyway going to be hot because it's summer. So the fact that it has a high fever, that's not so bad. But if you have a similar fever in the winter, where the body temperature would be lower because the outer temperature is lower, and he has a higher temperature, that's much worse. And the siman is, when you have a very cold oven and you want to make it hot, you need a lot more wood. When you have a hot oven and you want to make it hot, you need much little. So here also, if a person in the winter, when his body is cold, heats up, so obviously the there's more wood. In other words, there's more of a sickness. A higher temperature in the winter, a similar temperature in the winter than in the summer, would mean a greater sickness. So if you want to say in the summer, he doesn't have a bad sickness till he has a chveis, you know, we measure the temperature, a chveis 102. In the winter, 101 already would be a bad sickness. Migmer batikta kasha mechadata. Learning old things are more difficult than learning new things. V'simanach tina batina. And the siman is, when you want to put cement on cement, it doesn't work as good. Rashi says like this: Migma metik the kash mekadim mishalom v'sir daite v'shachach kash alags of alum v'mashashachach yesu v'mashalay lomad. If you studied something and then you forgot about it, and then you want to go back to it, it's much harder. And the siman is somebody that puts on cement and then doesn't put a brick on, and then wants to put cement on again. On an older wall, it doesn't go as good. You want learning has to be fresh. It's like someone told me, and he's right. It doesn't mean if you're not shakach and esiach daitai, then forget. Chazara is not necessarily more difficult than learning new. Adrabah, chazara, if you know it and you chazar it, so you can get a bigger shmak in it. When you learn something and didn't chazar it. And you see, Daitev Shakach, Rashi says. then it's much harder to go back to it. It doesn't have the Frischkeit, and it's hard to. But if the idea is that it should never become a tikta, should constantly be chazering. I'm not saying you should constantly learn new things that you never learned before. To learn things that you learned, but you still know, you still Isaac in the Damalei Kaman, the Munach Makosa, that's not kasha. That's not kasha. That's good. But what's kasha is, the point is when you learn something, then you forgot about it. You spent a lot of time learning it, and you didn't take time to chazer it and to put it in your head, and now you want to learn it again, that's going to be much harder. Amar Rabbevo, my time with the Rebbe. Right? What did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, "Ein adayim etimah shel avana letimah shel chama." Rebbe said, and that was his question on how they could make the mistake, that when light comes up from the sun before the sun rises, or light comes up from the moon before the moon rises, it looks different. By the moon, it comes up as a stick, and by the sun, it's meftzil lekan lekan. So as my time in the Rebbe, the siv lam netzeich al yelas hashachar. So Ayelas HaShachar is the sun. Lametzeach al Ayelas HaShachar. Why is it called Ayelas? Ayelas literally means a deer of some sort. I don't know if it's a deer, a mountain goat, a gazelle, maybe a gazelle. I know, one of the animals. Yeah, but it means animal with like we'll see, has a lot of horns, antlers, right? Maybe it's an antelope, I don't know, one of these chayes tahiris, right? There's a ayol tzvi v'yachmar, akai v'tzvetai disha v'zamer, is one of the seven kashra chayes, right? The difference between an ayil and an ayol. Ka'ayol tarag alafike mayim, that's an ayol is a wild animal, a kosher wild animal, like from the family of deers. An ayil is a sheep. It's a ram, adult male sheep. But this Ayelas HaShachar is this antelope, not sure. But anyway, Ma Ayelas Zeh, Kaneh Mefzilas Lekan Olekan, Av Shachar Zeh Mefzil Lekan Olekan. We're saying a Shachar is like a deer, and it has horns, which are Mefzil Lekan Olekan. So this also is Mefzil Lekan Olekan. Right, Rashi says the Nekeva one doesn't have the Karnayim. That's what Rashi says. But so it says Ayala. Ayala is female, but really the one with the antlers is the male. So it's, but it doesn't matter. Since it says Ayelas, right, because Ayelas HaShachar is a remnant of Klal Yisrael. And Ayelas HaShachar is a remnant of Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Uma of Klal Yisrael is Blush in Nekeva. But the idea is that it's it goes like the shachar, so you see it's matzil lekan olekan. Fine, that's how it works. The shachar spreads out, right? The one is straight, and the shachar spreads out. Amrav Zera, on the topic of Ayelas HaShachar, Laman Nimshala Esther LaYola. Right, because the Gemara Darshins, the Medrash Darshins, that Ayelas HaShachar. Gemara Megillah, that Esther said this mizmor, which is that Keli, Keli, Lama Zeftani, because when she went into Achashverosh's palace, the Shekhinah went away from her, she always was in Neviyah, she always was Davik v'Shekhinah, and Achashverosh's palace was a Makom Tumah, so she didn't have the Shekhinah, so she said Keli, Keli, Lama Zeftani. Right? That's what the Gemara Darshins, the Psukim, and that it's Kapitel Chav Beis and Tillim, the Gemara Darshins, the Psukim there, about Esther. So why Ayelas HaShachar? Why would Esther be referred to as an Ayelas HaShachar? Ma Ayelah Richzar v'chaviva al ba'ala kol shah v'shah k'shah v'shayna. Af Esther's chaviva k'shmesh kol shah v'shah k'shah v'shayna. Ayelah specifically has this thing that the rechem of the Ayelah is very narrow, and therefore the mate of the Ayelah gets tremendous pleasure. And Esther also, she made it that Achashverosh should have tremendous pleasure from her. That was part of the Nes of Purim. So that's why she's referred to as Ayelas HaShachar. Amar Avasi Lama Nimshal Esther L'Shachar. Why is Esther referred to as Shachar, the morning? Laimalach Mash Shachar Seif Kol Alayla. Af Esther Seif Kol Anisim. Just like the Shachar is the end of the night, Esther is the end of the Nisim, which is interesting, right? Nine more in the Mefarshim, but the obvious question is, normally when you say Shachar is the end of the night is like bad, right? The night is dark and dreary and you're waiting for to life to start, and then comes the Shachar, the ray of dawn, crack of dawn, finally your troubles are over. The Seif Kol HaNisim, the Seif Kol HaNisim, L'chaya indicates the other way, right? L'chaya that the Nisim should be the light, right? And the Seif Kol HaNisim, this is the last Nes, what's the Shad? That's the Shachar, right? Why would the Nisim be referred to as a night? Yeah, it's a good child. Anyway, the Gemara says, Vega Chanukah, Esther wasn't the last Nes, it was Chanukah. So where's the Nidli Kasif Karmina? Nisim that are Teresh Abuksav. Nisim that are Teresh Abuksav. So where says, Hani Chlamad Yom Es the Nidli Kasif. Elamad Yom Es Loinid Nikasif Michael Lemaimer. So it's interesting that the Gemara reckons with the man the Omer that Es the Loinid Nidli Kasif. But good. I says the Gemara Shiloh is Esther, is the Sefer Esther part of the Kisve Kaidish. Right, we seem to bask in it is. We consider it in the Sijung Sok Suvim. A nice dice, right? Is it part of Kisvei Kaidish? Because the Gemara has it said that Esther Einu Matamis Yadayim, it's not part of the Kisvei Kaidish. It's just meant as a Megillah to read, but it's not meant as part of the Kisvei Kaidish. If that's true, so Esther also wasn't neatly kasef. So Mukim Lakar Miam Beyafis Amrabla, as a Dom Rabbiam Beyafis Amrabla, as a Lam Benishu Tulasin Shal Sadikim Kayalas. Why is it philosophy shall tzaddikim nimshal like an ayelas? Leim lach ma ayelazu kozman shemigadeles kanem afzilais. Just like an ayelas, as long the older it gets, the more the horns increase. The more the horns get more and more complicated, they get more afzilais. They branch out. The more they branch out, that tzaddikim kozman shemayim betfilat philosophy nishmas. That tefillah also they shteig, they become better and better at tefillah. That like an ayala whose horns get bigger and branch out more and more every time it gets older. So tzaddikim also they don't stay in one place; they get bigger and bigger, which is interesting also because the Gemara already said a pshat in ayala, and the Gemara wanted to say pshat in shachar. And here the Gemara said the Pshat in Ayala again. Ba'akopanim, the Seif Kol HaNisim of the Nidin Likasev, L'chayr is the Pshat that the Gemara is seeing Esther as a Hemshech. Right, we have the Yom Tevim are a time of where Klal Yisrael is built. Klal Yisrael is built and Pesach is, you know, when it started, the Erusin and Shavuos is like the Nisuin, and Sukkot is like the Yichud, and that's the Shalosh Regalim. And then there was a Hemshech of Yom Tovim, of times that we celebrate, which not just to celebrate of past events, but the Pshat is that Esther was a Seif Kol HaNisim, and that also solidified the relationship to Hashem, the Galus relationship. The Pshat is that Afkam Zayis B'Yaisim Meris Veimlim Astam L'Galtam L'Chalaisam, and the Gemara says, well, Chanukah did the same thing. Chanukah also was a Kviyas L'Deiris that Hashem wouldn't forget them. But Esther was Nitin L'Kasev. Esther was at Bismur. If you say it was Nitin L'Kasev, the Kesvinim L'Deiris, Esther had a Maila that was in the Ksuvim, in the Kisvei Kaidish, you still have this Nes of Esther. Yeah. Good. It's Daim with the Shachar, I guess. You know, Kipshuta, you could say, I mean, that Kufu is the biggest smile at the Klal Yisrael, that even in the time of darkness, there'll always be a Shachar. You know, so not that the other Nisim were night, but Esther showing that the Laila is always, in the Laila, there's always a Shachar. It's always there. You just don't see it. As I feel, when it comes to Leis HaShachar, you don't see the Leis HaShachar, but it's there. You see, the sun's there. Esther shows you it's always that way. Good. Like the Gemara Vaita. Shachdu Es HaTamid. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that there was a time, the reason why they were, the reason why they had someone go up to check to see if it's there, because one time the moon came up, they thought it was the sun, and they shechted the tamid, and they had to bring a lebeis shreif because it was shechted by night. And then it says, they brought the kohen gadol lebeis tefillah. So the Gemara was bothered. Amos, ilayim b'shayim b'shashana, l'sayig d'laf kohen gadol, right? If the Mishnah is discussing the daily avodah of the whole year, so what's, they brought the kohen gadol to the beis tefillah. That's not what they did the whole year. They don't need a kohen gadol to do the avodah the whole year. Ela b'yom kippurim, Elamai, we're discussing Yom Kippurim. This Mishnah is Amal Ema Mamuna on Yom Kippur. We're discussing the Avedis Yom Kippurim. So Mara Levana Mi'ika, by Yom Kippur, the moon doesn't rise early in the morning before the sun rises. Right? So you wouldn't see the light of the moon before you see the light of the sun. Right? On Yom Kippur, okay, the moon sets shortly, I mean not shortly, but sometime after sun. I mean it's already the 10th day of the month. By the 15th day of the month, it's in opposition. The moon is exactly, the moon will rise as the sun is setting. But that's when the moon rises. But on the 10th day of the month, the moon rises sometime before that. But forget, it's, you know, the moon would rise sometime after the sun sets, but way before the sun rises. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Hakikam Yom Kippurim Kama Barak Berkai." Read the Kohen Gadol Beis Tefillah. The story with the moon happened during the rest of, at a different time during the year. It must have been sometime towards the end of the month when the moon rises shortly before the sun. But Yom Kippur we then switched to the Avodah Yom Kippurim. Right, Rashi says it's Tzila Beis Shreif Maskana de Milsi. We ended that story, and the Riddle Kohen Gadol Mitzvah Nafshi was a new thing. And now we're starting to tell you the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim. When the Rashi said Barkai on Yom Kippur, they would bring the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Tefillah. Right, so it is interesting that the Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol waited until the Barkai. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. The Tefillah had to specifically be done by day. You couldn't do the tefillah by night. Could be it's a din, tefillah Yom Kippurim of Kohen Gadol is an ayah din. The halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to do five tefillahs Yom Kippur is a halacha in Avodas Yom Kippur, and that halacha has to be done specifically by day. Otherwise, why couldn't he do the tefillah and be waiting, and by the Barkai just go and shech the Talmud right away? Vaisis not. Vaisis, the Barkai told him when to do the tefillah. He had to do the tefillah specifically in the time of the Shkita Satamit. Yep. So now the Gemara just goes into the night. Tani Avud Rabav and Loizel Bavad Amrulaf Malika Saif Ukamitsis Mincha Balalat Yisarif. Not only when you shech the carbon by night, the din is it's a pasul of carbon. Shkita by night is a psul. Who a din when you do kmitza by night? Because kmitza is also an aved that has to be done by day. And who would the Malika Sa'if by night? All these things, it's possible. If you do Kmitza the Mincha by night, you have to burn the Mincha. If you do Malika Sa'if by night, you have to burn the Aif. So Mar says, Bishlai Ma'ala Sa'if by the Hava Hava, it's already dead. Elakaimitz, Neheji, Venehed of Nikmitz, be a mama. Why don't you just put the flower back and do the Kmitza again? Okay, we'll see about that in the next year.